Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. We're broadcasting today from our studios at MTP Software. Our next guest is Preethi Natarajan, the founder and CEO of NI Technologies.
Thank you so very much for having me here. It's an honor.
So what is NI Technologies?
So NI Technologies' goal is to make the air travel experience easy for passengers. Our very first product, InWay, is meant to enhance or improve, especially their packing and baggage experience, so they don't have to be surprised at the airport with last-minute charges or other inconveniences that I have been witness to a lot, personally, as well as a third person. So my goal is to mitigate that, reduce that, and people make and you know the experience better for passengers.
Well, certainly that's an experience, especially this week, that people are probably going through.
Absolutely, especially around the holidays.
So how does it work?
So we have two aspects of the product. One is purely an app where you can simply add your travel details and get all the baggage data that you need to know for your travel experience, like how many bags can you carry, what are the fares associated with it, what will happen if you exceed the dimensions, and all those so forth. Everything at fingertips. We have a database of 300 plus airlines where we collect everything and give accurate information. Even if you're an adventure traveler with a golf club or specialty luggage, everything on us fingertips.
For every airline or
for
300?
For majority of the airlines, yes. On the other side, we also have a gadget coming up that uses, it talks to your smartphone. It's like a smaller than a credit card size gadget. Simply place it under the handle of your luggage and weigh your bags. It not only gives you the weight of the bags when you're packing, it also says whether it's compliant for your trip or not. So that's actually currently in manufacturing final stages. So that'll be a nice end-to-end solution. It also has an ability to have proximity tracking. So when your bags arrive at the baggage claim, it'll say, hey, your bags are here.
And it'll probably solve that problem of many bags looking alike.
Oh, absolutely. That way you don't have to be taking the wrong bag home.
That's fascinating. So it can actually weigh the bag?
Yeah. So you have to, it's without hooks or straps. It's very easy weighing. And, culturally, I come from India, so we push the limit of the airlines as much as possible. So if it's 50 pounds, then you take 50 pounds. So when you're carrying a bag of that, weight, it's harder with your regular bathroom scales or even with some of those scales with hooks and straps. It's like you have to lift it over your head. It's not easy. So wanted to make a very easy solution that's almost becomes part of your handle and thereby making the whole process easy.
So the idea is that this is for the end user to buy that product and buy the app, or is the app?
The app is absolutely free. It comes with a gadget and, it's more informational. It's for ease of use. The gadget, yes, you'll have to buy, the end consumer has to buy the gadget. Mm-hmm.
But anyone can download the app right now.
Yes, it's available. The gadget is still in manufacturing, but the app is available both on Android and iOS for people to try and, provide me feedback.
So where did this idea come from? What's your background? And
so, like I said, it's more from a personal experience. I traveled back and forth to India a lot. And in that, I have figured out that the day before, travel is always crazy with packing, repacking, and repacking again. So it was a nightmare. I wanted to make that easy. And then last minute doubts, how much can you carry? And all that stuff, especially if you have connecting flights, it gets more complicated. So I wanted to make the solution easy for anybody, make the weighing process easy, make the baggage questions easy for travelers. And that's came from a personal experience. Mm-hmm. And I do have, engineering in electrical engineering, so I always like creating hardware products. And I also have an MBA from Babson College. So wanted to combine all my, education and created this product that I'm sure will help a lot of travelers.
Excellent. So how many partners or employees do you have? Is this all your effort right now?
Yep, solopreneur right now. So I do have a team of, software and hardware engineers who are not employees per se. They're more like contractors. So I have a fairly, around 10 people working on this project, although if you call about like employees of NI Technologies, it's currently me. Definitely, we had an intern, and we are hiring more interns right now. So, but at some point, it'll expand to more full time.
Interesting. So, where do you see the business going in the next couple of years? Do you see branching out into more areas of travel, or is it just trying to get more leverage and growth in this, you know, the core product?
So definitely at this point, we want to penetrate this market more. There's a lot of opportunity here. You know, in the travel, I want to get to more countries. I already see a lot of interest from Europe, and, you know, where traveling is very common, especially between countries. Mm-hmm. So I do see a lot of expansion geographically. Mm-hmm. You know, long-term vision in ways focused on travel, but NI Technologies will definitely expand beyond travel, and that's why I said the name NI is like anything that does not meet the eye, it goes beyond the IoT technologies, how I view this, and that's how the name comes. So anything that goes beyond, you know, you want more intelligence to the data, and that's how I think I see the vision of NI Technologies.
Oh, very interesting. So have you reached out to the airlines and or the baggage manufacturers for any kind of
That is exactly things that we are trying to pursue right now. As we get more adoption, we want to go more, you know, B2B to the airline industries to see if this is something that they can provide to their frequent flyers, or even, you know, they can leverage. They can get a lot of interesting passengers' data, behavioral data from this that they can benefit from, and luggage companies can definitely integrate it as part of their, you know, luggage. So definitely a lot of opportunities. We are still fairly early, but exploring all opportunities for partnerships.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you know, it just occurred to me that you are capturing a lot of data about people, I suppose. So that's
Yep, that is interesting. Nothing that airline doesn't do it today. Mm-hmm. It's just more airline agnostic, if you will, because today you have to put your bag on the weighing scale if you're checking in, so it's not sensitive in that sense. But then there's no single airline that has a data in an airline agnostic fashion. For example, American Airlines would not know what a Delta passenger is carrying. So there are a lot of.
I'm sure they just average it out in some ways, but
true. That is true. It's just with the industry going more with personalized pricing and, you know, things like that, I think there's a lot of opportunity for them to benefit, for them to serve the passengers better in a timely fashion, as and when they are packing. Hey, maybe you can get an extra bag for lower dollars. You know, mm-hmm. opportunities like that present itself. Today, it's blind. They're not familiar until the passengers actually come to the airport. It's too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned that it's in manufacturing production now?
The hard gadget is in
the hard
final stages of production. Yeah. We hit some delays, but now we are back on track and doing the packaging, which is the fun part. And it's going to be shipped, hopefully, in a few days to here. It's coming from China, so yeah.
Interesting. So then the price point?
So our original price point was, at least we ran an Indiegogo campaign, mm-hmm. yeah. like around $39.99. That was the thing we provided. So we are still exploring the pricing, and maybe initial offer will be a lot more attractive. We're bringing it down a little bit and taking it from there, how it goes. But definitely a lot of value has for this price point, like tracking, compliance, and weighing.
Excellent. So you mentioned Indiegogo. So what was it like running a campaign on Indiegogo?
Oh, it was a learning experience for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of projects out there to stand out. So, mm-hmm. you know, you do need to have a very unique story more than the product. I think the story mm-hmm. matters, and you need a lot of connections and marketing there too. So I learned, and I think it's a very good ecosystem helping mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs. So something that everybody should try for sure. I really think it was a good experience for me. It's not one that generated millions of dollars, but nevertheless, it validated a need for this product. Mm-hmm. I think in that sense, everybody should try.
Excellent. And did you go through any agencies to help you do
the? No, did it all on my, because, you know, because it's all my investment.
Yeah.
I had to be cautious with how I spend it. So it's been like I tried to do it, most of it myself for now. It was more experimentation and learning.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us today. If people want to learn more about NI Technologies. How can people find out about it? How can they contact you? Or
sure. So you can. Our website is nitech.com. You can go check it out, and you know, I can. You can reach out to me. My Preeti@nitech.com is my email. Happy to address any questions, and I'm also happy to help out with people's baggage questions. Like I just like helping them out. So happy to be reached at, and you can look up my website, LinkedIn profile, and happy to connect with more people.
Excellent. Our guest this morning has been Preeti Natarajan, the founder and CEO of NI Technologies.
Thank you so much.
And if you're traveling anywhere, you probably want one of these gadgets on your luggage.
Thank you very much,
Alex. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.